Lights are sparkling on houses across central New York this holiday season, but as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a family in one central New York neighborhood has taken Christmas season lighting to a whole new level.
As you drive up Jacob Lane in Brewerton on any December evening, many homes, like thousands across central New York, are decked out in holiday lights. But about halfway down the street, you notice there's more than just a strand of lights outlining a particular suburban colonial. Signs tell you to turn on a radio station.
We're celebrating with 20,000 lights and over 2,500 channels of computer animation.
And then 20,000 lights start shimmering, blinking, changing colors, all in time with the music. The man behind the show, Greg Brewster, admits it's a bit more than your usual suburban decoration.
It's a little over the top, a little extreme.
But he comes by it professionally.
I'm the electronic specialist at SUNY Oswego, so I'm in charge of all the lighting and sound for the theater department.
He's also spent time on the road as the light and sound technician for shows ranging from Dora the Explorer to the 25th anniversary tour of Les Mis. Decorating for the holidays has always had a special place in his heart, and creating a display like this has to be a labor of love.
We pick the music, and then I basically figure out what my display elements are. So there's the pixel trees, there's the mega tree, the house outlines, so on and so forth. And from there, I spend hours, like, for every minute of a song, it's about 6 hours of programming on the computer.
The heart of the operation is in the garage, where dozens of wires and circuits snake to a computer that controls every action of every light.
Oh, my God, look at all these wires!
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. It's all computer-controlled, so I can turn it on and off, shimmer, fade, twinkle, like those sorts of effects on every single strand of lights. That's on the house.
So on any given night during the holiday season, you'll find cars lined along the roads with families taking in the display.
I think it's fun. I'm waiting for the Elsa song.
I'm waiting for the Elsa song too.
And what about the neighbors?
I can't wait till they start every year. It's one of our... brings so much joy to the neighborhood.
Brewster says he made sure neighbors were on board because of the constant music, lights, and traffic.
Our neighbors on both sides and across the street are spectacular. They love it. They've been commenting and talking to me all year because it's essentially a year in the planning. You know, and we try to stay consistent. You know, we shut off at 10 o'clock Sunday through Thursday just to keep, you know, people not here till midnight.
Brewster says beyond word of mouth, social media has been instrumental in creating interest in the display, in particular a Facebook page called Lights on Jacob Lane.
There's almost 1,600 likes on our Facebook page, so, you know, it's just random. Friends tell friends, family tells family. It's sort of just random. I try to come out and talk to everybody as much as I can.
Brewster and his wife and young daughter also use the display to help give back. This year they collected more than 100 toys, which they donated to Toys for Tots.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
In Brewerton, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
If you want to see the display for yourself, there's still time. It runs through New Year's Eve. For more information, including photos and a video of the display, visit our website, wrvo.org.